This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and welcome back to the seerah of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم learn from the past to build bridges for a better future inshallah and learn that what we're going through right now inshallah is nothing comparing to the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Please keep in mind that the environment that they had and the persecution early was from everyone, was except to very few. Indeed, Abu Jahl, alayhi min Allah min istahiq, was actually in a radar mode. Anyone that becomes a Muslim among the honorable society, he would go and threaten him that his wealth will be spoiled, his honor will be dragged down the mud, and his reputation would also be spoiled. If he wasn't among the honorable society, it will go up to him and punish him himself, or make sure that the master of that slave would be punished by his own master. Imagine yourself, akhi and ukhti, living in these days, living in these circumstances, this harsh environment. And now compare yourself now to be able to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, in the comfort of your own home, nice air conditioned, no one knocking on your door, no one dragging you, no one is killing your parents in front of you, or anything else, taking away your worldly possession, no matter how big or small. Now also please understand that we will keep this, it's not just about the brothers. You will see also, ukhti, you're not forgotten. You will see Sumayya radiallahu anhu wardaha, the first martyr of Islam. This is a woman, not just any woman. This is a frail woman, a weak woman. And of course they had disregard, total disregard for any gender, race, no matter how old they are, no matter how young they are, children and women alike. Now going back in history, you will find out that even the uncle of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he was not a Muslim. He used to actually wrap people around and in a straw mats and burn them. Imagine yourself, akhi. Imagine yourself, ukhti. Could you be in that environment and be able to say, La ilaha illallah? It's very difficult, even though Islam gives you that right. Maqasid al-Sharia. The goal of Sharia is to protect yourself, even to see that. And you will see this what happened to Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu wardah. But before we go there, have you heard of Suhaib al-Rumi? Did you hear Bilal al-Habashi? Did you hear Salman al-Farisi? Where are they coming from? They came from all over the world to look for the truth of Islam, only to find persecution right there and then. It is a test, akhi. But Suhaib al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu wardah, he used to be taken out and being punished till the scholars say that he actually lost conscious. And he doesn't even know what to say or what to do. Imagine Suhaib al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu wardah, Aba Yahya, even the one that actually had so much wealth after that by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave it all up as you will see later on in the seerah, inshaAllah. Other than Suhaib al-Rumi, we talked about Bilal radiallahu anhu wardah, by uttering simply Ahadun Ahad. And that's the reason that he were persecuted, just to hold on to the word Ahadun Ahad, the only one God. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wardah, when he walked by, he bought him for another black slave. But because he said Ahadun Ahad, it made him a much more worldly position, much more valuable in the sight of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Could you imagine you being saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So never feel inferior, akhi and ukhti. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْتُمْ الْأَعْلَوْنَ inshaAllah. You are superior, not inferior. So keep that out of your mind, inshaAllah. So when we talk about Ammar ibn Yasir today, other than other Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, now here's the stage. Ammar ibn Yasir sees his own father being persecuted, being punished till he actually dies. And now he looks at his mother, again as we mentioned, an old frail woman, being punished by whom? None other than Abu Jahl, alayhi min Allahi ma yastahiq. Imagine how you feel, hopeless, helpless. Now you see your mother being killed, but in the most upsetting way possible. There's a spear that goes in her private part. And she dies right in front of you. Now these people that killed your own father and killed your own mother, before your eyes come up to you and say, if you do not say anything bad about Islam or anything bad about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you say something good about Allah wal Uzza, our own gods, we will kill you too. So a young man had to make a decision. Forcibly, and of course he didn't want to do it. He said something bad about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They let him go. But after that he felt so bad and guilty, he went back crying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, I only said it because he forced me to. But Wallahi, I love you. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a very simple question. What was in your heart? So I'm going to ask you the same question, akhi and ukhti. What's in your heart? How is your iman, akhi and ukhti? How is the battery? How is your belief? Do you really have to be a hypocrite? Or can you really stand? Does anyone force you to say that there is no God? Does anyone force you not to pray? Does anyone force you, ukhti, not to wear the hijab? Is it illegal here, do you think? La wallahi. Now, Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu arda was asked by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was in your heart? He says, Wallahi, I believe in Allah, Islam, and I love you, O Messenger of Allah. He says, Wallahi, it is what's in your heart. And he recited the ayah. Those illa ma qalbuhu ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman. Those who are abhorred or forced to say something, but their heart is at comforted or at ease, that Islam and iman is stronghold within. And he said, what? He said, in'adu fa'ud. If they come back, go back. Go back to saying what? Go back to saying what you have to say to save your life. As we mentioned before, Maqasid al-Shari'ah is saving your life, is certainly one of them. Among the beautiful stories I want to share with you with Ammar ibn Yasir, when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was walking and saw them like this, he says, صَبْرًا أَلَى يَاسِرْ فَإِنَّ مَوْعِدُكُمْ الْجَنَّةِ. Have patience and persevere, O the tribe of Yasir. Indeed, your eternal abode is Jannah. Could you imagine being given the glad tiding while you walk on the face of the earth that you'll be going to heaven? How much would you pay for that, akhi and ukhti? That's why the scholar says we will never be able to attain the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. It is impossible for us to be able to come up to them. But we can certainly walk in the footsteps. We can follow them in order for us to be with them in Jannah, inshaAllah. And that should be your goal, akhi and ukhti. And that is the best generation according to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say. Man sara ala ad-darbi wasal. Those who follow the footsteps will reach him, inshaAllah. You know who said that statement? The tabi'een, the followers of the companions, to actually cry. They used to say that they beat us on racehorses, but we're following with the crippled mules. So he said, as long as we follow their footsteps, we will meet them in Jannah, inshaAllah. So let us have that our intention. A man called Abu Fuqayha, he also became a Muslim, and he was punished. But what they used to do with him, they used to actually take him, unclothe him, leave him naked in the desert, under the heat of the sun, till he actually goes, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, he loses his mental state of mind. And he becomes so delusional that they don't know what to do. He doesn't know what he's saying. He can sit and so on. This is among the some of them. Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu arda, according to one of the opinions of scholars, that he was the one most or persevered the most. No one was punished more than Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu arda. He used to be one that actually deals with fire. He deals with steel and so on. A blacksmith, for a lack of a better translation. His master was a woman. And his master would actually have the melted iron, believe it or not, poured on him. Just in case you think, akhi and ukhti, that you've been through difficulties. You know what, man? At work, they don't let you come to Jum'ah. Sister, they will not give you the job unless you take off the hijab, akhi. They won't give you whatever it takes or the promotion unless you shave the beard. Or you come to them with a Christmas party. Or you take your wife looking extremely... we'll keep it a family show, inshallah. And all that stuff. And you drink with them, you eat with them, you mingle and dance. And no problems. Is that the only thing, akhi, you're going to do and ukhti, in order for you to get the promotion? And not knowing for sure that the sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula? Ayna tawheed al-rububiyyah? Where is the oneness of the Lordship and the oneness of Godhood, akhi? Where, akhi, and ukhti? Where is your heart, man? Is it linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is it attikhad al-asbab? Yes, the ahawas. The senses, the scholar says, you have to do it. But your heart is cut off from that. اتخاذ الأسباب. Linked only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَخْطِئَكْ أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك. Know for sure, the hadith is sahih, narrated by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is know for sure that whatever missed you was not supposed to you gotten. Whatever you got was not supposed to have missed you. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. Our brothers and sisters, the pens are lifted and the ink is dried. Our aqidah is the only valuable thing we have. If we lose it, we have nothing. So hold on, أخي and أخي. Let us go back to Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu arda. As a matter of fact, after what you heard, they used to take him out in the desert heat, place hot coals under his back. And after this, it would leave holes. I don't mean say mark. It would leave holes in his back. And you know what puts it out? The fat of his back would put out the fire. It's just a reminder again, what happens. But he came to talk to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after what he's done. Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiyallahu anhu arda, he says, "Ala tad'u lana? Ala tastansir lana? Will you not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us victory? Will you not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the hardship that we're going through?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believe it or not, get angry. Yes, you heard correctly. He get angry because this is a sahabi jaleel, not anyone else. He says to him, "Wallahi ya Khabbab, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي أُمَمٍ قَبْلِكُمْ Oh, by Allah, Khabbab, nations before you, a man would be brought forth, يُنْشَرْ بِالْمَنَاشِيرِ He would be sawed in half. Two parts would fall apart. And he says, وَيُمَشَّتْ مِنْ لَحْمِهِ دُونَ He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a test. He says, he will take the steel comb, and his skin would fall off. And he says that will not take him or deter him from saying La ilaha illallah or ubudiyya, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ He says, but you're in haste, you're in a rush. For what? Victory. So ask yourself, أخي and أختي, I know when you look at your TV screen and you look at your brothers and sisters being killed and being persecuted and the injustice in the world and the unfairness and inequality and all of that, I understand how you feel. Wallahi, akhi and ukhti, we don't blame you of how you feel. You're a human being, you have the right to be upset, but you're asked to control that because you judge according to your actions, not your emotions. Now look back in time and find out that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told them that you're in haste. So, when you look back and say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ Don't you have that in the back of your mind, أخي? I feel for you, wallahi, my brother. I'm in the same pain. But we have to learn from the past. And that's why I'm telling you, this is the best school. Because it's the school of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. The best of creation. He mentioned that they were the best generation. And then the best, and then the best. So we have to learn from them. So when you see all these things, all these oppressions, we learn not just to answer the question, but look at the reason, what has been asked, and why, and who's asking. And that's why I asked you not to make a decision or give an answer for the simple question that you asked. We are taught that you asked when you hear the question, asked to confirm, but look who he's asking and why he's asking. So when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ taught us in this episode, when Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu arda, he says, أَلَا تَدْعُوا لَنَا أَلَا تَسْتَنْصِرْ لَنَا Will you not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us victory? Will you not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the hardship that we're going through? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believe it or not, get angry. Yes, you heard correctly. He get angry because this is a sahabi jaleel, not anyone else. He says to him, Wallahi ya Khabbab, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي أُمَمٍ قَبْلِكُمْ Oh, by Allah, Khabbab, nations before you, a man would be brought forth, يُنْشَرْ بِالْمَنَاشِيرِ He would be sawed in half. Two parts would fall apart. And he says, وَيُمَشَّتْ مِنْ لَحْمِهِ دُونَ He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a test. He says, he will take the steel comb, and his skin would fall off. And he says, that will not take him or deter him from saying, La ilaha illallah, or ubudiyya, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ He says, but you're in haste, you're in a rush. For what? Victory. So ask yourself, أخي and أختي, I know when you look at your TV screen and you look at your brothers and sisters being killed and being persecuted and the injustice in the world and the unfairness and inequality and all of that, I understand how you feel. Wallahi, أخي and أختي, we don't blame you of how you feel. You're a human being, you have the right to be upset. But you're asked to control that because you judge according to your actions, not your emotions. Now look back in time and find out that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told them that you're in haste. So when you look back and say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ Don't you have that in the back of your mind, أخي? I feel for you, wallahi, my brother. I'm in the same pain. But we have to learn from the past. And that's why I'm telling you, this is the best school. Because it's the school of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the best of creation. He mentioned that they were the best generation, and then the best, and then the best. So we have to learn from them. So when you see all these things, all these oppressions, all injustice, inequality, you have to ask yourself a question, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When is the victory? And you only have to go no further than the Qur'an, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ Indeed, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is soon. But the time is not up to you, akhi. And it's not the comparison of the time to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a different. Nothing like unto our minds or what we think. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says qareeb, we have to believe that, inshaAllah. But we have to point the finger to ourselves, as we mentioned before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ وَإِن يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ لَا يَرْقُبُوا فِيكُمْ إِلَّا وَلَّا ذِمَّةً. How? Meaning? How do you stay away from me? How do you stay away from my remembrance? How do you stay away from my ta'ah, my obedience? How do you stay away from my worship? Because if they appear upon you, they will not worry about any resolutions. They will not worry about the ancestry that were cousins. They will not worry about honoring anything else. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us over 1400 years ago, akhi. هَلْ مِن مُنَادِي. Anybody else listening? لَيْتَ شِعْرِي. So we learn from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said that. Of course, Khabbab bin Lurat took it. But we learn from it. So again, continue on with the persecution. There was a Sahabiyya radiallahu anhu, Zanira. She became a Muslim. You know what happened to her? She lost her eyesight. So you've had it hard. You've had it tough, hey, akhi. You've been hit so hard that you can't see anymore. Is that right, akhi? La wallahi. Couldn't be that bad. But she lost her eyesight, my brother. She lost her eyesight, ukhti. But you know what they said? Says, this is the punishment of Allah to Al-Uzza. They made mockery of her. They made fun of her. Says, La wallahi. It is only a test by Allah. Wa in sha'a raddahu alayhi. But indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wills, He will bring my vision back to me. And in the morning, that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. He gave her eye vision back, her eyesight back. And you know what they said? هذا سحر محمد. He says, this is the magic of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are so many others. Jariya Umar bint Mu'ammil. Even though it was not the Jariya of Umar bin Khattab, but he volunteered to do what? To punish her. Allahu Akbar, he was not a Muslim yet. SubhanAllah. But we learned something. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda taught us something that we have to heed to. This message is for everyone, including this poor slave of Allah. He used to punish this woman. And what he did? He says, Wallahi, I do not want to stop. But only because I am getting tired. I can't hit you anymore. You know, a woman stood up to Umar, being punished. It is by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making you tired, Umar. Men feared Umar. Men, grown men feared Umar. But a woman with the strength of the faith only. She's, what's her weapon? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It changes people's lives. So does it change your life? You always have to heed to that, akhi and ukhti. Wallahi, every time you hear this, don't you get goosebumps? Don't you think that we're so far away, we can take the heat anymore? Anyway, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, he says, Wallahi, I've stopped hitting you because I'm too tired, I can't hit you anymore. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing to you, Umar. That's the strength. Subhanallah, ya akhi. And among them, there's so many stories. But what happened is, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, he's the one that bought all of the ones that I just mentioned to you. He bought them all. And he let them go for the sake of Allah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, in his honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَأَنْظَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لَا يَصْلَاهَا إِلَّا الْأَشْقَى. I have forewarned you about nar. This is flaming fire. And the one that will reach it is ashqa. You know, ashqa is opposite of sa'id, meaning close to the punishment of Allah, not away from the mercy of Allah. Shaqi, ashqa. You know who that is? Yeah, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Imagine, it's the one that punished Bilal radiallahu anhu and so on, the master of him. He says, وَسَيُجَّنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِ مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحْدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُزْدَى إِلَّا بِتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. You know who's that in honor of? Honor of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The one that he says is وَسَيُنَدْنَبْهَا. You know that and he will stay away from it, from the hellfire. Who? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, of course. He's the first one to go to Jannah, inshallah, after, you know, of course, he's the best after prophets and messengers. And I mean, there's too many stories to share with you. But inshallah, we'll finish this episode with the honor of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He will stay away from the hellfire. He's the one that spends His wealth for whom? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for anything else. And he says, وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using that lamb. For sure he will be pleased. For sure he will be pleased. That even his father actually gave him a hard time. He says, why would you pay money for people that will not help you? You should have taken the one that are strong. Strong that would be able to help you. But he says, I didn't do it for that. I didn't do it for people to come and help me. I need to help myself. With that, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help ourselves by helping us. وآخر دعوام الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه وتابعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.